This year has been dedicated in honor of David and Sandra Lehrer and their beautiful family. Yehi ratzon sheyizku l'toira ulhatzlacha v'nachas l'oirech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin, Daf Chof Dalit. The Mishnah and the Amud Aleph over here says as follows. Kasher b'kehani impossible leviim. What's kasher? A person that's a certain qualifications. When he's kasher to be a kayan, possible leviim, those qualifications can sometimes pass over leviim. There are certain things that pass somebody from being doing the avodah of a levi. If he's a levi and he wants to do avodah, he has certain criteria, and those criteria do not apply to a kohen. Kosher b'levim, possible kehanim. There are certain things that are kosher b'levim, but they will disqualify a kohen. There are certain criteria that apply to a kohen to do avodah, and they don't apply to a levi to do avodah. In other words, kehanim have their own criteria, and levim have their own criteria. Each have their own criteria to be able to do avoida, their respective avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbana kehanim b'mumim psulim b'shanim k'sheir. Kehanim are possible to do avoida if they have a mum, a blemish. However, there's no age of when they're kosher or possible to do avoida. However, levim b'mumim k'sheirim, levim, a mum, a blemish, does not disqualify them. However, b'shanim psulim, years, does disqualify them. So it comes out, the Braisa says, that we have different qualifications for the kohen to do his avodah, and other qualifications for the levi to do his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara goes through what the ages of what a levi becomes possible are. One age, the Torah says, is that he can only do avodah once he's 25 years and older. Another place the Torah writes, he can only do avodah when he's 30 years old and older. And then, another place the Torah says, that once he reaches the age of 50, he can no longer do the avodah. So, the Gemara asks, so when can a levi start doing the avodah? Is it the age of 25 or is it the age of 30? So the Gemara says that the levi starts learning how to do the avodah at the age of 25, and he completes his learning of how to do the avodah at the age of 30. So in essence, the levium would only start doing avodah when they were 30 years old. So the Gemara says, in essence, levium would only do the avodah from the ages of 30 to 50 years old. 20 years, just 20 years they would do avodah. Towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara says, this age limitation for levium to do avodah is only for the avodah of levium in the midbar, in the desert, when the Yidden were going out of Mitzrayim, for the levium to do avodah in Shiloh, or in the Beis HaMikdash, the only disqualification a Levi will have is only with his voice. If his voice goes bad, so since the avodah of Levim was to sing, so if his voice goes bad and he's not going to be able to sing well, he won't be able to do his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So I would like to discuss in this year numerous things about this concept that the Gemara says, that Levim have certain ages when they qualify to do avodah and when not. And first to discuss a few discussions of what the Achrayinim deal with our Gemara. Then to discuss a very interesting discussion pertaining to a Gemara that discusses Moshe Rabbeinu, his kashrus of doing the avodah as a Levi. And following, I would like to discuss a discussion of a practical application that Rishayim learned out of our Gemara. And let's begin. So first of all, the question is, why is it that the Torah, we can't always ask, but sometimes we find, why is it the Torah disqualify the Levi from doing Avodah at other ages. If he's younger than 30 years old, he can't do Avodah. So the truth is that Rashi in Chumash says that less than 30 years old, he's not so strong anymore. And more than 50 years old, he starts getting weaker, he starts losing his kayach, his strength, and the reason for the Torah's qualifications that he has to be between the ages of 30 and 50 is because that's when he'll be strong enough. So that fits well with the halacha of that the Gemara says that the whole qualification of age is only applicable to the Mishkan of the Ayom Mayid. It's only applicable to the Yidden when they were in the Midbar and they had the Mishkan. Because when they had the Mishkan in the Midbar, then they carried it every single time they traveled. They would dismantle the Mishkan and they would partially carry it, partially put it on wagons. And who would carry it? The Levium. So the Levium carried heavy pieces, the Kroshim, and other Kalim, and the Yeviyos. These things were very heavy. So we needed to have strong people between the ages of 30 and 50, and that's why the Torah disqualified anyone that wasn't those ages. And in truth, there's really a Medrash that the Medrash Rabbi says on the Pasuk, Ben Shleishim Shana V'Mala. The Medrash says, Mikan Omer Ben Shleishim L'Koyach. From here, Chazal said that at 30 years old is when he gets his full strength. The Mishnah says in Ovis. So, why does that connect Ben Shleishim L'Koyach? Because the whole qualification of the Torah was because that's when he becomes strong. However, as far as the Ikar Din HaTorah, as far as the Ar Gemara, it would be possible to say otherwise. The Marganisa Tova, which is printed on the Sefer HaMitzvos LeHaRambam in Shoresh Gimel Ois Gimel, he says no. He says Ar Gemara is mashmana like that. Ar Gemara seems to compare the qualifications of Kehanim to the, or they call them disqualifications of Kehanim, to the disqualifications of Levium. The Gemara, in a sense, is comparing the psul of a kohen doing avodah when he has a mum to the psul of a Levi doing avodah when he's not of age. So it seems that it's tam a psul, just like a mum, a blemish, is a psul not because of a physical problem that he's not physically capable of doing the avodah, but just that it's not roi for such a person to do the avodah, and the Torah passed it. So too, the psul of that a Levi can do avodah if he's underage or overage is unrelated to the fact that he's not physically capable, but rather agzeres hakasov, it's the Torah gave without reasoning a psul, a disqualification for a Levi to do avodah when he's not the age. The Rambam, that's one point. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah Shoresh Gimel, so he says that this mitzvah, the law of the Torah that a Levi can't do avodah once he hits the age of 50, says the Rambam, that mitzvah is not counted in minyan mitzvahs. Why, says the Rambam? Since the mitzvah is not applicable for later generations, it's not in the count of Taryag mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of the Torah, but not one of Taryag. Rambam writes that it could only be counted in Taryag mitzvahs, in the count of 613 mitzvahs, if it's a mitzvah that it's applicable for all generations. And since this mitzvah is only applicable for the generation that went out of Mitzrayim, so therefore, we don't count it as one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban has many hasagis, many disagreements with the Rambam of how to count 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban says no. The Ramban says this mitzvah does apply for all generations. Our Gemara says that in Shiloh and in Beis Elamim, there's no disqualification of a Levi for being a different age. The Gemara just means as follows. The Gemara means that usually the avoid of a Levi was only to sing and to take care of the gates, to open and to close the gates. And those avoidos don't have the disqualification of age. But in a Hanami, let's say, even once the Beis HaMikdash was built, or between the time when they had the Mishkan of Shiloh and when they had the Beis HaMikdash, or any time in history, if there will be a need to carry the Kalim of the Mishkan, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have to come unto the Levium, we will have the same disqualifications of age. And as such, says the Ramban, that this mitzvah does apply for all generations. The Torah only had this qualification for Levium when they do the avoid of carrying, and that avodah usually doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan of Shiloh, but if it will, then, of course, this law will be applicable as well. Now, Kipshutoi, what happens nowadays? Or let's say not nowadays. Let's say Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kaya, when it was no longer the generation of the Yidden when they went out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Avo Beshila Beis Elamim Ein Efsalim Ela Bekoil. The Gemara says that when they came to Shila and when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, a Levi would no longer become disqualified because of age, only if his voice goes bad. So what does that mean? So certainly, a Levi could do Avoida once he hits 30, he could do Avoida till his voice gets bad, even if he's above the age of 50. Certainly he could do Avoida past the age of 50. However, there's a discussion, does the Gemara mean to exclude the disqualification of age of younger than 30, even Bizman Beis HaMikdash and Bizman Shiloh? Perhaps the Gemara was only talking about the disqualification of the above the age of 50. Above the age, the Torah never disqualified once we have the Beis HaMikdash and once we have Mishkan Shiloh, once they no longer are carrying around the Kroshim and no longer carrying around the Yerios and the Kalim of the Mishkan. But perhaps that a Levi can't do avoid until he's 30, perhaps that is applicable even in the Mishkan of Shiloh, and even in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishash and the Chasdei David, they are medayik from a Rashi. The Rashi holds that in Mishkan Shiloh and in Beis HaElamim, Levim don't have any disqualification of age. A Levi could do avoida, even younger than 30. However, the Chasdei David says that from the Bekesef Mishnah and the Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam, it's mashma that the Rambam disagrees with that. And according to the Rambam, even though a Levi could do avodah of singing and the gates above the age, when he's past the age of 50 in Mishkan, in Mishkan Shiloh and in Beis HaMikdash, but he can't start doing the avoida until he's 30 years old. That qualification, that he has to be 30 years old to start doing avoida, that's kayam, that halacha exists, even in the Beis HaMikdash and in Mishkan Shiloh. So these are three interesting discussions of what Rishayim and Achrayim talk about, and this Gemara, and this halacha, that Levim have qualifications, or call them disqualifications of age. One was a machloikes, is the reason because they have to have strength. Another one was a machloikes, is this counted in the minin ha-mitzvahs? In other words, is it applicable for later generations in case there will be a need to carry some kalim of the Mishkan? It was a machloikes Rambam and Ramban. And third of all, there was a machloikes that this qualification of underage, qualification of not doing avodah younger than 30, does that apply in the Beis HaMikdash? And does that apply in Mishkan Shiloh? That according to the Rambam, it seems it does apply, that we do need that a lady has to be 30 years old. He has to wait until he's 30, and according to Rashi, he does not have to be 30 years old. And there's a very interesting Gemara with a Rashi in Mesechta Soita. The Gemara talks about the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hine na'ar boicha. Moshe Adenu, he was put in the basket, and Basia found him. And the Pasuk says, she saw the Hine Na'ar Boicha, he was like a lad that was crying. So the Gemara says in Mesechta Soita, the Rebbe Yehuda says, Koilei Kenar. The Pasuk says he was like a Na'ar, he was like a lad. That means his voice was like of a lad. A Na'ar is really not like a baby, he's more like a young boy, but not a baby. Koilei Kenar. If Nehemiah comes and disagrees, in fact, if Nehemiah, how could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu's voice was like a nar? You're telling me then that his voice was not regular. A baby's voice is supposed to sound like a baby's voice. If a baby's voice sounds more deep, like a young man, like a young teenager, so then it's much deeper of a sound than what it's supposed to be. And if so, he's a Baal Mum. You're telling me Moshe Rabbeinu had some type of blemish. So Rashi of Azir explains, what does it mean? What was Nehemiah's problem that Moshe Rabbeinu would be a Baal Mum? So you could say, perhaps, without Rashi, we would have said, it's improper to say such a thing about Moshe Rabbeinu, especially the leader of Klal Yisrael, that he had some type of Mum. Moshe Rabbeinu was probably a physically well person. However, Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, if you're telling me that his voice was not regular and he had a blemish with his voice, so then he wouldn't be able to sing. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. The job of Leviim are to sing. And if he had a blemish with his voice, he wouldn't be able to sing in the Mishkan. How could it be that he wouldn't sing in the Mishkan? So the Chassam Sofer brings down that the Rambam, in it, this is in Chayilus HaTshuvos, Chassam Sofer, Chaim Siman Yud Beis, he says that the Rambam asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say that the Kasha of Rav Nechemiah is that if Moshe Rabbeinu had a blemish with his voice, he would become possible to sing in the Mishkan, the Shir of the Levium? Track the Ramban. Anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't sing. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. Moshe Rabbeinu was above age. So anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't sing. We had our whole Gemara, that the Gemara says that the qualification of above age for sure applies to when they are in the Mishkan. And so how could you tell me, extract the Ramban, how could you tell me that Nehemiah's problem was because Moshe Rabbeinu had a blemish of his voice? Anyways, he had a different problem, that he's above the age. So for sure the kasha of Nehemiah can't be because of his voice, and therefore he couldn't sing in the Mishkan. So I think the way to answer Rashi would be to say that there's a Rashi Mesechta Erech in Daf Yud Aleph and Mebeis that's mevur that Moshe Rabbeinu had a special command from the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should sing like a Levi. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had a special command to sing like a Levi, so that wouldn't be a kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was above age. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able to sing as a Levi, even though he's above age, because the Torah, Hashem gave him a special command that he should sing as a Levi. Rather, if Nehemiah's kasha was, in fact, if Nehemiah, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu had a blemish with his voice if he had a blemish with his voice, then even if the Torah gave him a special command, but it's not mistaber that Hashem would give him a command to sing like a Levi, even though he had a blemish with his voice. To say that Hashem gave him a command to sing as a Levi, that he should have a command to sing as a Levi even though he's above age, that l'chayr wouldn't bother us. But that he should sing like a Levi, even though he has a bad voice, that bothers us. And that was from Nechemiah's Raya, that it can't be the pshat is that he had a nar, koilek and nar, that had a voice like a lad. L'chayr, there's another ha'ara to have on the kash of the Ramban, and that is, when they were in the Mishkan, and we said that while they were in the Mishkan, according to all opinions, then there was a disqualification of age of above 50. Certainly, when the Yidden were in the Midbar and they had the Mishkan, a Levi was not able to do Avoida when he was above 50. However, we could discuss what Avoida. What Avoida was a Levi not able to do when he was above 50? Perhaps the only thing he was not able to do in the Mishkan was only that he wouldn't be able to carry. Just like now, all the Rishonim agree that nowadays that we don't carry the Mishkan, once they had a Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan Shiloh, all opinions that they agree that the Lav is not applicable. The Ramban holds the Lav exists if they will ever carry. But Al Kalpanim, for singing and for closing the gate, certainly a Levi is kosher to do that when there's no longer a Mishkan, during the times of Beis Elamim and during the times of Mishkan Shiloh, a Levi is certainly allowed to close the gates. So L'chaira, perhaps even when they were in the Midbar and they had the Mishkan, and for sure the disqualification of above 50 applied, even then, perhaps it only applied for carrying. Even then it only applied for carrying, but it never applied then for singing. So why does the Ramban ask? So l'chayra, the Ramban's kasher, l'chayra, is not such a simple question. The Ramban says, anyways, Moshe was disqualified from singing because he was above age. Who said that above age disqualified from singing ever? Perhaps above age only disqualified from carrying. From carrying, just like we find that Hagufa doesn't apply later on in later generations. There is Agav, on a side note, this whole Reb Nechemiah, the whole Gemara inside of the Reb Nechemiah says that if Moshe Rabbeinu's voice in the basket was like a nar, so then he wouldn't have been able to sing shir in the Mishkan. You see right there a very interesting point. We know the Chazal say that the Yidden by Har Sinai became healed. All people that stood by Har Sinai got healed from any problem that they, from any sickness, any blemish that they had. If he was blind, he became able to see. If he was deaf, he was became healed that he was able to hear. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu be different? The Chayyur Kipshuta, I should say, that Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten healed also. You see, if Nechemiah assumes that Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception, and although all Chaylim, all people that were sick and had a blemish got healed by Matan Torah, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not get healed. And in truth, there is an Evan Ezra that says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not get healed by Matan Torah. However, there's other Rishonim that say that Moshe Rabbeinu got healed by Matan Torah. Some say he got healed even earlier. Some say even in Mitzrayim he got healed. Some say at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim he got healed. Some Rishonim say he got healed by Matan Torah. But B'chol Oifen, it's a good point, a good agav, it's a very interesting point that L'chayr, you see, Ibn Nechemiah, this Tano that the Gemara Saita brings down, is of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu his voice did not get healed by Matan Torah. Let's go on to a practical application. there is a kolbon. That the kolbon says as follows. Kolbon says that when we choose a shatz, when we choose a chazan for slichas and for yomim neyoim, for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur. So he says we should choose a shatz, we should choose a chazan who is, has different, numerous qualifications. One of the qualifications is we should choose somebody who's of the age of able to do avodah. Since tefillah, since davening, is parallel to avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that a Levi should not do avodah until he's 25, so therefore we should take a shliach tzibur, a chazan who's 25. And then he continues, and even better, a mitzvah min hamufcher, even better than that, is that he should be above 30 years old. He should be at least 30 years old, because when he's 30 years old, then his heart is nishba v'nitke, he already is an older person, and he understands more about the ideas of Ruchnius, and his heart becomes, is able to get saddened and take serious Yiddishkeit, and he'll be able to daven with better kavanis, with more seriousness. Hazoi shteitin the Kalbai. So the Kalbai says that since the avoido of tefillah is similar to the avoido, is done to be similar to the avoido, it's a symbolic, it's to be a replacement to a certain amount of the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So just like a Levi could not start doing avoid until 25, when it's Yomim Noyoim and it's Slichis, we should take a Chazan who's above 25. Then he adds another reason we should wait until he's 30. The Ramah Nesefer Darche Moshe on the tour brings down this Kolbon. And later on, in Shulchan Aruch, he brings it down as well. And therefore it became codified in Shulchan Aruch, this halach of the Kolbon. And I'll read you what Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Simet Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, which is the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, which talks about Slichas, and the Ramah says as follows. V'yedaktiku l'chaz ha'achashat ha'yoseh hogin v'yoseh gold v'atayim ha'yisim sh'afshir nimtzoy, she'yispal ha'slichas v'yamin ha'yoyim. We should try to find a chazan who's most fitting, and he's the biggest possible for us to find in Torah and in Ma'asim Tovim, that he should be the chazan for Slichas and he should be the chazan for Yom Ne'erom. V'sheyehei ben Shloshim. Then he says other qualifications, Gam Sheyehei Nosui, that he should be 30 years old. So the Ramah says very plain and simple, he should be 30 years old. So the Ramah didn't even say this, these two levels, the L'chatchila, you should have 25 years old. And even better, you should have 30 years old. The Ramah totally left out this middle madrega of 25 years old. So, the Sha'ar Tzion bamerks this. The Mishnah Berurah, in his part of Mishnah Berurah called Sha'ar Tzion in Ois Chof Aleph, he says, he's bothered by this problem. So the Chayyur, the Darche Moshe says this age of 25, the Kolbai said the age of 25, and in Shulchan Aruch the Ramah only spoke about 30. So the Sha'ar Tzion says an interesting thing, and he says that the Kolbai said he should be 25, he means that he should start learning how to be a chazan at 25. But he doesn't really mean that we should take a chazan who's 25 years old, because he really needs 5 years to learn how to do the avodah. The whole source of the kolbon comes from the way, the qualification of Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. And Levim themselves didn't do avodah when they were 25, they only did avodah when they were 30. They would spend 5 years learning how to do it. So if that's his source, so l'chayra, being a chazan is no different, and would have to be comparable, would have to be the same, that he could really only be a chazan once he's 30 years old. Which is an interesting thing, because the Kolbon does not seem like that's what he's saying. But as I state in Sha'ar Tzion, that really the Kolbon's 25 really means only to start learning at 25. Another point to discuss about this Kolbon is if it's true that we have to do like the way the Leviim did in the Beis HaMikdash, because Tefillah is b'makim karbon, Tefillah is in the place of karbon, so why aren't we makpid a whole year? A whole year we should say lechatchila you should have a chazan who's 30 years old. It's only brought down over here in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Kalba himself says it for the days of Slichus and the days of Yom Niroim. Why is he saying it only for the days of Slichus and Yom Niroim? So Kepshutoi, you could say that the rest of the year we're not so makpid, we're not as careful. So Yemei Arachmin v'Aslichus are more important, so they were more makpid. Or perhaps you'll say that we choose, we're not so careful about who we choose, it's not such a big, it's not an official appointment of a person to be a chazan. Until it comes to the age of 30, until it comes to Yom Niroim and Slichas, there we're appointing somebody, becomes a chazaka. There it's a whole appointment of that day, becomes a chazan, so there we're makpid and being doimit to the Beis HaMikdosh. However, the goyim, and the Bir Agro says a different pshat. Bir Agro says that since these days of Yom Niroim are Yemei Adin, so that's why we have to go ahead and do similar to the Avodah of the Leviim. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe in his Tshuva Sefer Divrei Yativ extends on that. And he says that the explanation is like what the Zohar says. Shteit in Zohar and in all this form HaKtoishim, the Kehanim are a Bechina of Chesed, which is Tzad Yemin, and Leviim are a Bechina of Gevurois and Tzad Smoil. So since the Yemei Adin, since Yom Neyom are Yemei Adin, so when it comes to Din, we have to use Gevurois. Leviim have to, are connected to Gevurois. The whole year, it's because it's the Tefillah is a Bechina of Rachamim. And that fits with the Avodah of Kehanim. When it comes to Yemei Adin, it's when it comes to the days of Yom Niroim, which are Yemei Adin, so there it's a Bechina of Gevurois, and Leviim are a Bechina of Gevurois, so then that's why we have to do something similar to the Avodah of Leviim. In other words, we could have asked another question. Why do we compare davening, the qualifications of the Chazan, to the qualifications of a Levi? Perhaps we should have compared it to the qualifications of a Kohen. A Kohen is allowed to do Avodah once he's 13. So this is really the answer, that it's specifically for Yemei Adin that we have this qualification of the Chatzchila having somebody who's 30 years old. Then the Mishnah Berurah comes, the Mishnah Berurah asks another question. Frak the Mishnah Berurah, why is it that the Kalbai fears ois? The Kalbai says, l'chatchila to have somebody who's 30, because when he's 30, then it's leiv nishba v'nitke, and then his heart is much more serious, then he's more broken. He says, l'chayr, that contradicts what we know, the ventilation l'koyach. Something doesn't seem to clap. We said earlier in this year, it's a Mishnah and Ovis, the ventilation l'koyach, that the age of 30 is when a person comes to his full strength. So that seems to be the opposite of what the Kolbe is saying, that at 30, he's leiv nishbe v'nitke, then he's, he has a broken heart. A broken heart, l'chayr, would be somebody who's weaker, not somebody who's stronger. So l'chayr, the two things don't stim. And the Mishnah Berurah himself wanted to say that it's a mistake. It's a mistake in the Kolbe. He wanted to say that perhaps it's there really should be ben shishin. Perhaps there's an extra letter, and instead of it saying ben shloishim, it should really say ben shishin. That there's a lechatchil of having a chazan who's 60 years old. When he's 60 years old, he's already an older man, then he has a broken heart. And that's what he's saying lechatchil. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that later he found the Orchas Chaim explains a little bit. The Orchas Chaim, which is the source for many halachas that are said in the Kolboy, and there he says the Girs of Shloishim, and there he explains that once he reaches the age of 30, 30 is half of 60, says the Orchas Chaim. a person, when they're at the age of 30, they're already half the age of 60. And since 60 is already a certain level of zikna, so once a person is 30, that they're the half the age of zikna, at that point a person has a lev nishba v'nitke, at that point they have a broken heart. So it's true that at the age of 30 a person comes to the full strength, but it's also true that a person comes to a certain level of lev nishba v'nitke at the age of 30, since 30 is half the age of 60. Now, thinking about this whole halacha that the Kolbei says, which is in Shulchan Aruch, that lechatchila we should take a chazan for Yom Noyom and Slichus, somebody who's 30 years old, because that's the avoid of Leviim. The whole thing seems interesting. You know, the avoid of Leviim, the reason why Leviim can't do avoida until the age of 30, we had that Rashi said the reason is because they have to have strength. They need to have physical strength. It was only something that passed when they carried. Even the Levium that had this qualification, according to some Rishonim, even the age of younger than 30, was only in the Mishkan, and not in future generations. Additionally, we had that Rashi explained the reason is because until that point he doesn't have strength. So, l'chaira, even if we do compare davening to the avoid of Leviim, we're not comparing it to the avoid of Leviim of the singing of the Leviim. Except, according to the Rambam, that it does apply even in future generations, then it could possibly apply to the singing of the Leviim. But according to many Rishonim, the whole halacha that he has to wait till 30 was only when he carried. And it's only because he was lacking in physical strength. So the whole concept of the Kolbei, once we have the Gemara with the Rishonim, it's not really such a simple comparison. Nevertheless, apparently it's an inyan, it's a concept, it's an idea that nonetheless, there's a certain amount that a Levi becomes Roy to do Avoid when he's 30, and we're comparing the concept of a Shliach Tzibah Yom Neroim to a Levi. Somehow there's a connection over there. Something that perhaps it's not necessarily something that's, it fits a pinigla, it might be something that's a pinister, and akapanim, this is a halacha shachan arech, the lechatchila for Yom Neroim, we should take a chazan who's 30, because that was the age of when the Leviim were able to do the avodah. Nevertheless, just one final thing, the Mishnah Berurah says, that of course, and we don't always find people that have all these qualifications, and the qualification of somebody who's a Ben Torah, of somebody who has Yiras Shamayim, that qualification overrides the qualifications, other qualifications, such as the qualification of 30 years old. So although we're supposed to look to try to find the chazan for Yom Neroim who's 30 years old, it's not Ma'akev, and there's other qualifications that override, that are even more important than this qualification. This completes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.